USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States will pursue the offer to discuss a prisoner swap with Russia. Blinken made that vow today at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia, where the Russian foreign minister is also in attendance. The Russian foreign minister said earlier in the day that Russia is ready to discuss a trade deal for Griner through the proper diplomatic channels. With roughly 6,600 cases nationwide, the United States has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. Dr. Fauci.
That you might see more of that. You don't want to panic people because there's no need to be overly concerned now. But at the same time that you're not currently overly concerned, you should be currently very observant and currently very careful and currently on top of what's going on and following it very carefully.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
China continues to be sore about Pelosi's trip to Taiwan this week.
China is continuing their military drills near Taiwan in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the country earlier this week. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says the United States is prepared for what China does next.
Beijing's provocative actions are a significant escalation in its long-standing attempt to change the status quo.
Kirby says the country doesn't want a crisis, but they will not be deterred from supporting Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The lawyer for Deshaun Watson's accusers is calling on the NFL to take action against the Cleveland Browns quarterback. Tony Busby, who represents more than 20 women who filed civil suits against Watson, pushed NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to do the right thing. This comes after a retired federal judge recommended a 6-game suspension for Watson. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
The United States has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. The health secretary said on Thursday, a move expected to free up additional funding and tools to fight the disease. The United States has a total of roughly 6,600 infections. As the Inflation Reduction Act will raise taxes and put America further into the recession, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey says he can't believe Senator Joe Manchin would sell out his state like he did.
I think that if you were to draft a bill that would hurt West Virginia really, really hard, and you were to think of all the bad things you could do to our state, to coal mining and to the price of energy in our state, our ability to be competitive, this is the bill you do. This so disproportionately hurts West Virginia, not only directly in terms of coal and the impact on the taxes that are on the coal industry, which will hurt our state tremendously, it also is going to lead to dramatically spiked power bills. One of the things that I've been working on for many years is to try to ensure that if there's a transition that moves away from coal and moves toward renewables, that you have to be sensitive to the timeline. This bill does the opposite. And I urge the Schumer-Manchin bill to be pulled because it's terrible for our state, bad for our country, but it really has a uniquely negative impact on West Virginia.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.